Now it's time to find out again what it says in Friday's papers from John S. Doyle.
Combined prison terms of 66 years handed down to five men convicted in the Midlands gang rape trial have been welcomed as a strong message to perpetrators of sexual crime, so the Irish Times reports in its lead story. It's the lead also for the Irish Examiner, whose headline quotes the judge in the case, Ms. Justice Tara Burns, who said the depravity of the men's behaviour in Tullamore on St. Stephen's Night 2016 was shocking. She said they behaved with not a shred of humanity or respect. The Times gives a whole page to a detailed report on the case by Peter Murta. The woman who was raped was 17 at the time, and in her victim impact statement last Monday, she said, addressing her attackers, "The part that really gets me is that four of you have shown absolutely no remorse for what you have done." The Irish Independent leads with a report that the Dublin airport controversy has sparked an unprecedented row between senior politicians and management in the civil service and semi-state agencies. The paper says that a raft of recent controversies has infuriated coalition politicians who feel they are shouldering the blame for errors they have no control over. The Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Daily Star in their lead stories report that the singer Shane McGowan is overjoyed at his pal Johnny Depp's $15 million win in his defamation action against Amber Heard. There is much about Bloom in the papers. The Garden Festival opened in the Phoenix Park yesterday, and among those present was the President Michael D. Higgins. The Examiner has a fine watery photograph of Neil Deacon in his Archimedes-inspired stone bath in the garden for which he won a gold medal at the festival. That picture's by Gareth Cheney. Another gold medal winner, as Nicola Anderson reports in The Independent, was the Pathways to Home garden for the Peter McVerry Trust. She writes that the President had a long chat with Father McVerry, who has called for a ban on evictions until we have a grip on the housing crisis, saying we have normalised homelessness. The Irish Daily Mail reports that older people are among the worst affected by the cost of living crisis. According to the Central Statistics Office, households where the breadwinner is below the age of 35 have estimated inflation of 6.6%. But when the main earner is aged 65 or over, annual inflation is estimated to be 7.2%. The Belfast Telegraph front page has a royal flavour, and also inside what the paper calls a superb 12-page platinum jubilee supplement. There's no Queen on the Irish News front page. That paper leads with a report that a senior Tory MP has called on the British government to rejoin the EU single market in an effort to ease the cost of living crisis. He is Tobias Elwood, who said the move would bolster the economy and resolve the Northern Ireland Protocol at a stroke. The 100th day of the war in Ukraine is marked in editorials in The Examiner and Independent. It is 100 days since Vladimir Putin's troops invaded Ukraine. Only the dead have seen the end of this conflict, so says The Independent. The writer says it is time for world leaders to step in and find a settlement. The Examiner says that the Russians will only be stopped by will and determination, and at the moment they have it, and our comfortable and collegiate alliance of nations does not.